mention of revenge porn probably makes most of us think of jilted lovers sharing risque photos as payback. But a new national study of the phenomenon has found that's not the only scenario. People with a disability, Indigenous people and the LGBTI community are particularly vulnerable to this type of abuse. Samantha Donovan reports.
More than 4,000 Australians took part in the online survey. One in five of them said nude or sexual images had been shared without their consent, or they'd been threatened with the release of photos. Dr. Anastasia Powell is with RMIT University.
So they're often taken without a person's consent in the first place. They might be shared or distributed either amongst peers or family or posted online. And there are also threats made to distribute images without consent. And the threats, I think, are also particularly concerning because threats of an image being released are used to control a person, and they're often used to prevent someone from disclosing violence or abuse, for example, or to try and get them to participate in a sexual encounter that's not wanted. So in other words, to facilitate a sexual assault.
Dr. Powell says the researchers were surprised to find ex-lovers weren't the most common offenders.
Actually, the greatest number of perpetrators are other known people, so friends, acquaintances, family members more broadly. We did find that about a third of victims of image-based abuse said that it was a partner or ex-partner who had either taken, sent on or threatened to use the nude or sexual image. And we also found that only about 13% said that it was a stranger or someone that wasn't known to them.
The online survey also revealed some people are more likely to be the victims of revenge porn than others. Anastasia Powell.
So one in two Indigenous Australians, for example, one in two Australians who disclosed a disability said that they'd been a victim of image-based abuse, and one in three Australians who identified as lesbian, gay or bisexual. We also found it was higher for younger people, which perhaps people would not find all that surprising. So one in three young people aged 16 to 19 had said that someone had either taken or shared or threatened to misuse a sexual or nude image, and one in four in the 20 to 29 age bracket.
Dr. Powell and her colleagues believe Australia needs stronger and more consistent laws to protect people from what they call image-based abuse.
We have good laws in Victoria and South Australia, but no national consistency. We also need to see some greater information and support for victims. There's currently not that much information out there about what you can do if this is a problem that affects you. We also want to see, of course, that social media providers and websites are really taking this issue on.
Dr. Anastasia Powell from Monash University, Samantha Donovan reporting there. And if you're in an abusive situation or know someone who is, call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, call 000.